Hey guys, welcome to Heart to Talk the podcast. I am the host and creator, Teresa Caesar. My intention for this podcast is to deliver to you wisdom, inspiration, and consciousness through solo episodes and conversations amongst insightful people. It is my greatest honor to bring to you talks that come from the heart. I am beyond thrilled for this episode as we are about to uncover a super powerful affirmation that has truly transformed my life and that I use every day. And that is, I am a powerful creator. I bring all of my visions and ideas to life. Repeating this affirmation has enabled me to bring all of my aspiration into my reality, into fruition. I believe that you too can tap into this power within yourself and witness the magic of manifestation unfold. It doesn't matter where you are in life. What truly matters is where you want to go. Your aspirations, your dreams, your visions, those deep desires serve as your guiding North Star. I will share insights on how you can embrace the role of a powerful creator that you were destined to be, to breathe life into your vision and turn your ideas into reality. The time to unlock your creative potential is now. Regardless of your age or your past or your circumstances, now is the time. Let's step into our roles as powerful creators and start bringing our visions to life. I want you to take a moment to acknowledge and celebrate all the visions, ideas, dreams, everything that you've already manifested into your life. Reflect on the things that you once prayed for that you're now living. It is essential to honor and express gratitude for the blessings and achievements that you are living in the present moment. Often we are so focused on chasing the next milestone or achievement or goal, dream, that we overlook the abundance and richness of our current experiences and realities. By grounding yourself in gratitude for what you've already manifested and embracing the fulfillment of now, you can create a fertile foundation from which to manifest your future visions and dreams authentically, to not only discard what you've already built, but transform those, because we're always transforming. So the dreams and visions and things that we have currently are going to transform along the way as well. And also remember that your dreams are unique to you. It is important to not compare them to others' aspirations. Be honest with yourself about what you truly desire and your own authentic visions, no matter how simple or grand they may seem to others. Whether your dream is to build a secure future for your family or to pursue a passion that lights up your soul, embracing your true visions and ideas will ignite the fire within you to persevere and thrive when things are hard, when the rejections happen. It'll provide you with resilience. Now we're going to dive into manifesting. So in the context of personal development and achievement, manifestation refers to the process of bringing something into your reality through your thoughts, beliefs, and actions. It involves focusing your energy and intention on a specific goal or desire with the belief that it'll come to fruition. Dreams, goals, and visions are all interconnected concepts in the realm of manifestation, each playing a unique role in the process. So let's dive into each of these, our dreams, goals, visions, and ideas. Dreams are the desires and aspirations that we hold in our minds and hearts. They are often the starting point of manifestation, representing our deepest wishes and long-term objectives. Dreams can be seen as the foundation upon which goals and visions are built. Goals. Goals are specific and measurable targets that we set to achieve our dreams. They provide direction and purpose, breaking down our larger aspirations into manageable steps. Goals are essential for progress and growth, guiding our actions and decisions towards realizing our dreams. Our visions. Visions are the vivid mental images of the future we wish to create. They go beyond our specific goals and rather encompass the overall picture of what we want to manifest in our lives. Visions inspire us, fueling our motivation and determination to pursue our dreams and our goals. And truly, the visions activate our emotions, and our emotions are a huge driving force to energetically pulling everything to make our visions come to life, to manifest ideas. The power of an idea landing in your mind is often the spark that ignites the creative process and sets the stage for innovation and transformation. However, what we do with an idea after it lands in our mind is what truly determines its impact and significance. When a basic idea takes root in your mind, it serves as a starting point for exploration and development, basic ideas to more elaborate concepts. The importance of action and implementation is crucial. Big ideas often require bold vision, strategic planning of some sort, and execution to bring them to fruition. It's not enough to simply conceive grand ideas, but we also have to have the courage, self-belief, and determination to take the steps to turn them into reality. So I think of when I had started the Affirmation Babe after having the idea, then I took the action without even having an expectation from what was coming from my heart and literally the things I was doing for myself. I would create affirmations every week, twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, and post. And now I'm on 2 years of turning what was my idea into a reality. And knowing now that having the courage to do it, not overthinking, and just the simplicity of taking action and being consistent, I was able to deliver this idea to the world. And as the Affirmation Babe on Instagram, it has helped so many people to reclaim what they already know within them, that they are powerful. So at any age, at any time, you just start. You take action. It could be messy action. It's not perfect. You got to start somewhere. Everyone's a beginner. And along the way, you refine it. You refine your idea. You build on it. It pivots and transforms into something else. And now the visions I have for Affirmation Babe are turning into a deck of cards, into a book, into merch that I actually have on my website. Whether it's a basic idea or big idea, the key lies in how we nurture, develop, and actualize it. Cultivating a mindset of creativity, persistence is essential in transforming ideas into tangible outcomes. While dreams, goals, and visions are distinct concepts, they are all interconnected and work together to facilitate the process of manifestation. Dreams spark our imagination and passion. Goals provide the structure and focus, and visions offer a compelling picture of our desired future. By aligning our dreams, goals, visions, and ideas cohesively, we can harness the power of manifestation to turn it all into our reality. And that's why I claim every day, especially the days that maybe I'm lacking motivation because I'm human, not a robot. And even though I love the work, I love creating on top of my 9-to-5 job and being a mom and a friend and a sister and a daughter and just a human, I use those affirmations. I am a powerful creator. I bring all of my ideas and visions to life. And I repeat that because I remind myself of the greatness within me that I have already proved to myself that I've done it and that I will keep doing it. Because at the end of the tunnel isn't the glorification for myself, but there's nothing that feels better when you have not only birthed the idea, but nurtured, served it up for the world. The change and impact that is needed from you has it, right? And we might all want to do podcasts. We all might want to be affirmation babes, and there's space to do it. Just because someone's done it doesn't mean you can't do it in your special way. I follow an incredible process to manifest my dreams that I will share with you, and I will use the creation of my podcast as an example. So the process goes like this. Number one is clarity, defining exactly what it is you desire, and create an affirmation goal to declare it. For example, I've always dreamed of hosting a show where I get to interview people about their lives. I desire to host a show. So, right, that's my clear desire. And my affirmation goal is I am going to host and create a podcast. And then now I claim I am the host and creator of Heart to Talk, the podcast. Number two involves writing out your intention. So clarify what the manifestation means to you, why you want it to happen, and how will it serve you and the world for the highest good. My example for the podcast, what is my intention? I wrote out to serve others by spreading wisdom, inspiration, and consciousness. I want to share all that I've learned that has helped me with others. I want to provide a stage for people to share their story and mission. And the third is to take aligned action. Take aligned action by ensuring that every step you take, whether big or small, supports the vision, idea, or dream. So for example, for me, my aligned action at the very beginning was me looking up how to make it happen. Then after I learned how, I set it all up. And that point on, my aligned action pivoted into then recording episodes every 2 weeks. And I have never stopped recording. Ever since 2021, I have been launching bi-weekly episodes. I do take seasonal breaks, but otherwise I have been consistent. And then the small aligned action to support it is my posting. I'm always posting on socials. I'm always out and connecting, whether it's in business groups or speaking engagements, connecting and spreading word about my podcast so that I can get more listeners, because I believe that everyone needs Heart to Talk in their life. So the fourth is use visualization techniques to imagine yourself living out your dreams and achieving your goals. Picture the details, the emotions. Use your five senses. Just see yourself as if it's already happening, immersing yourself in the emotion of achievement in the present moment. Feel successful now. Feel like you have the best podcast now. Whatever it is that you're trying to create, celebrate it as if it is happening. So for me, I was taking steps, but I already felt as if I was an amazing host, an amazing creator. And I didn't compare myself. It's so important on the journey not to look left, look right, look within. And the last is cultivate bulletproof belief. I love what Oprah says. She says, you don't become what you want. You become what you believe. By acknowledging worthiness of the desired outcome, worthiness that you are smart enough, brilliant enough, interesting enough to start that show, ensures lasting alignment. Without feeling worthy, success may be short-lived or elusive. So as you implement that process in manifesting, along with all of that, recognizing the power of seizing opportunities and creating them when needed is also essential in bringing your visions and ideas to life. It's about making the most of the resources and circumstance available to us, even if they're not where ultimately we envision ourselves. So the job that you're at now, the relationship you're in now, where you live now, honor it, show up excellent, make it beautiful. By fully engaging with our current reality and showing up with excellence, integrity, and authenticity, we not only demonstrate our value, but we show that we value it. So that commands a respect and energy, leaving a lasting impression, and honestly opens up opportunity. You become a magnet, whether it's in the industry you are or in something that you desire. When you're busy grinding, minding your business, showing up as your best, doesn't mean perfect, but staying consistent, you'll just see opportunities come because you become aligned for them. And by consistently showing up as our best selves, we pave the way for the new doors to open. As I wrap up the episode, I want you to remember the incredible power that lies with each and every one of you. By aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions with your vision, you can harness the power of creation and manifest your dreams into reality. Until next time, keep believing in your power as a creator. Keep dreaming. Keep bringing your visions and ideas to life. Keep using the powerful affirmations and keep taking inspired action, because the world is waiting for the magic that only you can create. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Please download, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, be sure to visit my website at teresacaesar.com to check out my inspirational merch, connect to my social accounts, and much more. May you continue to be filled with wisdom, inspiration, and consciousness. Otherwise, friends, I will be back in 2 weeks for another episode of Heart to Talk.